Everyone's missed school for a sick day here and there growing up, but many students around the state miss weeks of school. And a new study says chronic absence in the early years can cause a lot of long-term trouble. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek visited one school in the Delta region that has some novel solutions to tackle this critical problem.
Together, I go from Elaine to Snow Lake, 65 miles round trip.
That's Marvel O'Lane Elementary School bus driver Larry Greer. His kids who live in the country have a long day's commute, and he can only wait so long when he doesn't see them at their stop.
If they don't come out, they're not going that day.
Greer's route twists through the Arkansas Delta between the White and Mississippi Rivers. Until recently, Marvel O'Lane Elementary School kids had one of the highest chronic absence rates in the state. 18% of students missed nearly a month of school each year. And perhaps surprisingly, the youngest students had the most absences. But Marvel O'Lane has turned this around, and now just 7% are chronically absent.
I forgot that word.
What's your favorite subject?
Science.
To be able to read, to be able to listen, to be able to comprehend what they read. If they can't do that, then they're going to struggle for the years to come.
That's kindergarten teacher Lakeisha Pope, who's had trouble with students missing in years past. The nonprofit Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families has been working with the school. It recently published a study showing kindergartners who are frequently absent are less likely to be at reading level by third grade. That's a pivotal moment in future years' success. Of Marvel O'Lane's 207 elementary students, most are Black, nearly all are low income. School principal Sylvia Moore says some of her parents are unable to bring their kids. Others maybe didn't get far in school themselves, so they underestimate the importance of attendance.
Check them out at noon on a Friday. You know, they want to go take them shopping or wherever they want to go. They tend to not just think, well, you know, they're smart. They're making A's and B's, so one day won't hurt them.
She lets them know just how much attendance matters. But she's come up with a few other clever solutions. One big challenge in a rural area is access to medical offices. The nearest children's hospitals are 2 hours away in Little Rock and Memphis. At one point, Moore realized kids were missing nearly a full day to go to the dentist in a different town. They'd be picked up and driven 20 miles away and then returned as a group by the afternoon. At Twin City Dentist in Helena, West Helena, two young girls sit in the lobby watching a Chipmunks movie, waiting for their appointments. So Principal Moore has made a deal with a new local dentist in Marvell to give kids a ride and return within the hour. But she says her tactics mostly come down to building connections with kids. She greets students in the halls each morning and lets them know she's glad they're in school. The school social worker, LaShondra Johnson, makes house calls to parents every time students miss.
I always try to conversate with them. I see them in the stores. I talk to everybody. Probably most of the parents got my cell phone number, they call.
She offers rides on the weekend, talks about life problems that arise, and helps parents apply for food stamps if they need them. She says she'll do anything she can for families, and they've come to trust her.
It ain't just the parents, it's a household situation. You don't have food, then the kids, they hungry, they're not going to come and do well. Yeah, anything.
Arkansas Advocates says there are some small ways to make a big difference. Building relationships, providing mentors, and acting like Principal Moore does at the end of every day when she personally rounds up an unruly bunch of bus riders and sees them off.
Get on up here.
Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.